Älskar du den här podden? Stötta den genom IKAs nya supporterfunktion. Det är helt upp till dig hur mycket du vill bidra med och det finns ingen bindningstid. Klicka på länken i poddbeskrivningen för att visa din uppskattning och stötta podden.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Varmt välkommen till Epic Lifestyle-podden. Det här är podden för dig som vill leva i ditt bästa jag. Sofie Resare heter jag och jag är beteendevetare och holistisk lifestyle-coach och driver företaget Epic Living Sweden. Ja, den här veckan så är det sportlovstider och vi hade minus 17 i morse i Leksand, så det var lite för kallt för skidåkning. Men om ett par dagar så ska vi ge oss till väg till stugan och hoppas på lite mildare väder. Annars får man väl bara stå ut helt enkelt. Men det är väldigt vackert men väldigt kallt. Veckans gäst är Daniel E. Martin. Det blir del 3 då av den här intervjun som jag gjorde med honom, som jag har delat upp i totalt 4 delar, så att det blir en del till om någon vecka som kommer. Och jag fick då en fråga från Dan Höjer som frågar, som har skickat in sin fråga då till Dan. Kan man bli framgångsrik och ha medkänsla för andra, eller är medkänslan ett hinder till en lyckad karriär? Och Dan, han utbildar ju MBA-studenter vid Stanford just i compassionate leadership. Och han ser ju en fantastisk utveckling hos de här studenterna. Hur de kan lära sig att släppa gamla oförrätter och gå vidare. Och de lär sig också att skapa trygga miljöer omkring sig, så att deras anställda kan utvecklas och prestera i deras bästa jag. Så att ja, Dan har svar på frågan och det kommer ni få höra när du lyssnar på del 3 då av intervjun med Daniel E. Martin.
Is it possible to be successful and have compassion for others, or is compassion an obstacle? It's a question from Dan Höjer. And I think you were really into this a little bit before. So
yeah.
Because you know, I think a big fear is that if I go into compassion, I will be, as you said, lazy or and not driven enough and so on. So
yeah, it's if I can, I'll talk about two different ways to look at this. One is from the business world and from my MBA classes, and another is a more personal approach. So in my I teach executive leadership classes at my university for the MBA program. The majority of my students, they're all wonderful. They're brilliant kids, I say. They're young adults or not so young adults. They're great people, and they want to do better. And that's why they're studying, you know, taking an MBA. So when I first introduce these tools to them, there's a little bit of confusion. They're thinking, wait a second, I didn't come here to be compassionate. I'm not quite understanding, you know, who you are or what you're doing. So the good news here is that, you know, in the positive organizational scholarship literature, this is kind of like positive organizational psychology applied to organizational studies, organizational behavior. There's just nothing out there that doesn't express a great link between the work that we're doing and transformational leadership, servant leadership, some of the more impactful approaches towards leadership where you're able to get great results out of people, like positive leadership. There's just great research out there that shows this stuff really does come together. And this is, you know, why you have compassionate leadership classes at Stanford. So as I start teaching this class, students are perplexed because they are fearful that they're going to have to be nice to people. And, you know, the thing is that you will get more out of people if you are compassionate, even if you're compassionately inviting them to leave your organization and giving them their walking papers. So in school, many of us, you know, we go to school because we're supposed to go to school. You know, our parents say, go to school. Society says, go to school. We look around, we say, well, what do I want to study? And all there is business. So you become a business major. And maybe you take some other classes, you go, wow, I really want to be an art student, or wow, I really want to, you know, become an anthropologist or something like this. But you've already invested a lot of time in your business classes and there's sunk costs there. So you go into business and you're never really happy. And you know you won't be able to afford your lifestyle if you leave your current positions. You never go back to school. You never retrain. And you're just a very dissatisfied person who brings home resentment and stress and anger home to your family. And your family slowly dissolves. You become an alcoholic. And then you start smoking crack. And then you – no, I'm kidding. The point is that, you know, the ramifications of these early decisions where we're not really supported can last a lifetime and can impact one's lifetime. So when we talk about compassion and people are fearful about losing control as a manager or losing control as a leader, my goal is to help them appreciate that, you know, just like transformational leadership, your goal is to transform the organization through the people. And if the people don't have a good organization person fit, or if there's not a good fit between the person and the job, really the compassionate leader should be helping that person find their right way out of the organization. There's nothing wrong with that. We all know and love our friends who told us, oh, you better not date that guy. You better not date that girl. You're going to regret it. So this is the job of the compassionate leader in that circumstance. On a personal note, it's beautiful to watch these folks' transformation. Much of my research is on the intersection of a trait which we would call social dominance orientation. And this is a concept that really looks at people's preference for maintaining hierarchies in society. And I became very interested in this because it's very strongly related to prejudicial behavior, sexism, racism, all the isms that we really aren't too comfortable with. But the really interesting thing about it is people's preference for maintaining hierarchy in society oftentimes impacts their preference for certain types of work or certain kinds of studies. So you'll find higher social dominance orientation people in business. It's a power profession, right? People want to be on top. Same thing with the law, same thing with medicine. So the really interesting thing is when you start looking at the very things that leaders need, being creative, being innovative, being able to be unconstrained in terms of their strategic thinking, being highly stressed, being anxious, and being depressed really limits those very critical components of being an executive leader or a manager. So working with these students, and these are all working professionals, so they're actually managers, they're slowly able to let go of many of the kind of petty things that have happened to them and their desire to seek revenge or the shame of things that have happened in the past, and just move on and say, hey, you know, part of what we need to do is understand that mistakes occur and that we're all human and we all have limitations. I responded in a certain way because I was really scared. I was stuck in my threat system. I'm very ambitious. I was very driven to execute, but I forgot that if people don't feel safe around me, they're not going to be able to work. You know, you can look at it from the physical safety perspective or from the psychological safety perspective. If people don't feel like they're cared for, if people don't feel like their work is meaningful, if people don't feel like their supervisors, their bosses, their leaders are seeing their work, they can care less how much they're paid or what their bonus is. They just want a millisecond of thanks and gratitude and appreciation that when they go through life trauma, which we all do, that their work is going to support them to the best of its ability. And if it's not a good fit, they'll help them compassionately out into something that's going to make them far more happy.
Stort tack för att du har lyssnat idag. Jag hoppas att du uppskattar även denna delen med Dan. Daniel E. Martin hittar du på LinkedIn. Du bara gå in och söka på honom där och klicka för kontakt så kommer han att acceptera din förfrågan. Och gå gärna även in på Facebook, Instagram och LinkedIn och sök upp Epic Living Sweden så lägger jag ut lite smått och gott där löpande. Och på hemsidan epiclivingsweden.com så kan du skriva upp det på nyhetsbrevet som kommer varje lördag morgon. Med en liten resumé från veckans avsnitt och en lördagsboost. Så det hoppas jag verkligen att du vill göra. Och om du har en minut över så gå in i din podcaster-app och lägg en recension på podcasten på Epic Lifestyle-podden. För att det hjälper den verkligen att komma upp i flödet så att fler kan lyssna och att fler hittar till den helt enkelt. Så att om du har en minut över så är jag otroligt tacksam om du vill göra detta. Annars så önskar jag dig en riktigt epic vecka och hoppas att du får gå ut och njuta av vädret.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.